Welcome to Politics Ohio. From WISO in Yellow Springs, I'm Juliette Frumholt. The two major party candidates, Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton, have dominated the daily news cycle since receiving their party's nominations in July. WISO's Jerry Kenney talks with a leader of Montgomery County's Libertarian Party about that party's presidential hopeful, Gary Johnson.
Dan, thanks for speaking with us. So let's talk a little bit about the Libertarian platform here in Ohio.
Well, Libertarian platform, we're always pushing for smaller government and more freedom. Essentially, if you boil it down to the smallest point, you can do what you want as long as you don't harm others. And that's essentially what Johnson is pushing as well.
The Libertarian Party so far hasn't gotten a lot of press. I'm wondering what your thoughts are on that.
It's the way the society is. It's a two-party system is the way it has been for hundreds of years. And that's just how it is. People just seem to think that the only chance to win is a Republican or Democrat, but we're trying to show the opposite.
And so let's talk a little bit about Gary Johnson's qualifications. What appeals to you about him?
Gary is a successful two-term governor from New Mexico, which is traditionally a Democrat state, and he was elected as a Republican at the time in the early 2000s. And he didn't win his first election by that much, but he won his second one about 60%.
He hasn't been allowed to participate in any of the debates. The third one just wrapped up Wednesday night. How do you feel about how he's been treated by the debate commission and the larger media?
Well, the debate commission is a whole story. It was founded by the Republicans and Democrats and is run by the Republicans and Democrats. And the 1 year that they did allow third party in, Perot in 92, they had their rules a lot less stringent. And since he messed up their narrative, they raised the percentage requirement to 15%, and it's been that way since. It used to be no percentage requirement, just to be on enough ballots to win, which 270, and Gary's on the ballot in all 50.
I don't think a lot of people know about that.
They don't really publish it, and the name itself lends to be an official body, but it is run by the parties in control.
How do you feel about Johnson's performance as a national presidential candidate? He's had a couple of missteps in some interviews naming national leaders, but again, he's been largely unheard of.
Yes, that is one of the biggest issues we have. People just don't know who he is. It's really hard to get your name out when society's so focused on Republicans and Democrats, and the fact that the Libertarian Party has maybe 10 cents for every $10 that the Democrats and Republicans have to actually advertise.
What's taking place locally to help get Johnson's message out?
We have door-knocking campaigns. We have phone banks for the whole state. There's county contacts for the campaign and regional contacts. The Gary Johnson campaign is set up very well, especially since we've gotten a lot more donations this time around since the universal dislike of Trump and Clinton.
Speaking of those candidates, are libertarians holding fast for Johnson and regardless? And are you worried about splitting either the Republican vote or Democratic vote helping either one of those candidates?
Interestingly enough, the libertarians seem to pull equally from both sides, especially with Sanders supporters being pushed out by the Democrat Party when they were conspired against. I saw a poll that said around 50% of Sanders supporters are actually going for Johnson. And Johnson does appeal well with his message of fiscal responsibility and social acceptance to more the middle-of-the-road Republicans and those that are the never-Trumpers. In Ohio, I mean, Johnson's pulling around 9 to 10%, and that's extremely high for a battleground state.
You think that has to do with the popularity or unpopularity of the two major party candidates?
Yes. I've seen multiple polls saying that Clinton's favorability is 45% and Trump's even lower. But those people that decided finally not to put up with it anymore, that they can't stand those two choices, are looking for an alternative. And we're ramping up operations. We're going door-to-door more the closer we get to election, delivering pamphlets. Libertarian Party, I mean, like every party, has a big boost in activity around presidential election time. So we've got our regional director set up, and Montgomery County is working on getting official recognized party status. We're just a county development group, so we need to find enough people that are active and get them elected to positions such as treasurer, chair, vice chair, central committee, and executive committee.
Dan Zink is the county development coordinator in Montgomery County for the Libertarian Party. Dan, thanks so much for speaking with us.
Yes, thank you.
That was WYSO's Jerry Kenny speaking with Dan Zink of the local Libertarian Party. You've been listening to Politics Ohio from 91.3 WYSO. Find more episodes on our website, wyso.org, and subscribe to our podcast on iTunes.